Tell her Sophie's laughing too.
Hey, John, this is Ryan. We had a call.
Hey, how you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling me. Yes, thanks for calling me. So I got a couple questions.
Sure.
Before I go to my executive committee on Monday,
mm-hmm.
I just want to be able to lay out a couple things. So your company, once you make the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we went with that package that I'm going to talk to my executive committee about, it says, you know, 6 months, you know, whatever, after that, you know, keep an eye on the page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the future,
mm-hmm.
as, say, we rotated in a new president or got new executive committee members and then a new member of Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
would if we have a Wikipedia account, we would be able to go in and edit that?
Absolutely, absolutely. The access and all the rights to it will be yours. All you guys will need is a Wikipedia profile, and you'll be good to go.
Now, would I create the Wikipedia profile on behalf of the association or just use, like, my email?
You can use your email.
I have one. I made a Wikipedia account with my email.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that good enough?
Yeah. Okay, let me explain how it actually works. Now, with Wikipedia, it's not an organization or a social media platform like Facebook or anything like that. It's just basically a community which allows different, you know, coordinators to come together and make the changes. For example, you have a Wikipedia account, you go ahead and add information on different pages, and if the information is authentic and is legitimate, they will allow it there. Otherwise, other coordinators will go ahead and just remove it from there. So, you know, this is how coordinator profiles work. So you cannot make changes without providing them with references. If you don't have references for the changes you have made, your profile will be taken down.
Okay. And when you say references, would a link to the website be a good enough reference?
If these references are directly coming from your website, they will not be good references. You guys will need an independent platform telling the same story so you guys can actually use it as a reference on the Wikipedia page. It has to come...
I'm sorry. Say that again. I'm not understanding that.
Okay. It has to come from an independent source. For example, it shouldn't be your company. It shouldn't be any social media platform. It should come from a company or, let's say, a platform which is independent. For example, let's say it's published on ABC News. You can use that in reference. But if you're going to use your website in the references, it's not going to work.
That's when we want to update the information. Well, what are you going to use as references when you create the page?
Okay. When we started talking, I actually went ahead and checked for your notability assessment. And I saw a lot of articles written about your organization.
There's a ton of articles, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we'll be making...
There's a lot of articles about me. There's a lot of articles about the association.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So when I actually saw all these articles, what we're going to do is our writers are going to sit down and they're going to open all these articles. We are going to go through every piece of information that is available online. Once we have everything together, our writers are going to sit down and go through the entire document, everything that is available online. Then we are going to start drafting your Wikipedia article. Once we are done writing your article, we're going to attach references to it. You know, all these platforms where these articles are published, they will be used in references, and, you know, it will be good to go. It will be shared with you. You go through it, and then it will be published on Wikipedia. So in order to have any information added in that particular article, on your Wikipedia article, you'll need some references.
Okay. That's good to know. So in the future,
mm-hmm.
like let's say I'm not there's a new commissioner, like after me,
mm-hmm.
and we want to update the page. How do we go about that?
Okay. So what we can do is what our company actually does is we're going to go ahead and write an article, publish it first, let it sit there for a while, and then a week after we're going to use that same article and, you know, put it in the reference and add the information. For example, the commissioner has been replaced. The new commissioner, XYZ, will be joining the committee. And then the article will be provided in the references. Make sense?
I know, but you're saying we can't do that ourselves with
You guys
in
can
other
do
words,
it.
If we get an article,
mm-hmm.
if we know, we're very friendly with local media here in New Jersey, I can have somebody write an article, and then I can reference that article. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, you can do that. But it's just that you guys will actually need a person who has a solid Wikipedia coordinator's profile and who actually understands the language that is used on Wikipedia. Now, with Wikipedia, you cannot put promotional content. You cannot put marketed content. It has to be very neutral, and it has to be very precise. For example, you cannot brag about anything. You cannot stretch any detail or anything like that.
We're certainly not looking to. Yeah, 100%. We're not looking for that at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you have people who can actually make the edits, yeah, it's good to go. You can do it by yourself. Or if you need our help, we're always going to be here.
I know, but I'm saying, look, we're a nonprofit. We're not going to be able to continuously afford upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to do that. You know, mm-hmm. We don't have that kind of.
I'm telling you that we're going to be here. If the changes are a big concern, we are still going to be there. It's not like we will be charging you a ton of, you know, money for it. It's not like
that. So I'm saying if there were smaller changes, could there be smaller fees?
Yeah, they will
like
be catered. They will absolutely be catered. I mean, if you're just talking about adding names or nothing else, we can do it for free. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, listen, we're not looking to take advantage of anybody. We just don't want to be taken advantage of. That's all, you know?
Yeah. No, it's not going to be like that.
So, now, where is your company based out of?
We're based in L.A.
You're based in California?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's one other thing I saw. It talked about a social media verification on an account, which would be great for us because that would really give us even more credibility.
Yeah.
How did you go about doing that?
Okay. So, did you actually get a chance to see what social media verification actually is?
I'm sorry. Say that again?
Okay. So for social media verification, which account in particular, Twitter account or Instagram account?
Yeah, I would think Twitter would be our best one because that has our biggest following, yes.
Okay. So let me tell you how it will go down. Once we have the Wikipedia page created, we will have enough notability, we will have enough reputation, so we're going to go ahead and try it with Twitter. If they tell us that, you know, there is any issue with that, we're going to work on that and get you the verification done. Because
we'll apply for the verification, but and we'll use the Wikipedia page you make as the notability proof.
Absolutely. And if there are any gaps left, what we do is basically we provide the social media verification services with 100% guaranteed results. Oftentimes, it happens that you apply for a social media verification and it gets rejected because you don't have the notability for that. So what we do is we take care of that. We cover all the corners before applying and make sure that the verification comes in the very first go.
Okay. So then, last question I have for you. So
sure.
if the executive committee says yes and we want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about, like, a contract and payment? Like, do you send me a contract? How do we send you payment? All that kind of stuff. How does that work?
Okay. If you decide to go and work on it, I will be sharing a contract with you. You can go through the contract. And for the payment, can you please tell me which package are you interested in?
Not the lowest one, the next one up, the startup.
Okay, the startup. And the prices I had shipped for that were $1,599. Okay. Yeah, so usually what we do is we charge payments upfront because these are promotional prices, so this is how it goes. But you will be, the services come with 100% guarantees, satisfaction guarantees, so if at any point you're not comfortable or, you want to stop working with us.
Yeah, I understand. I'll see that in the contract. I'm just saying, how do we pay you? What form of payment do you take?
We accept all the major credit cards, debit cards, or if you want to do the bank transfers, we accept that as well.
Okay, that's no problem. I just wanted to make sure. That's all. Okay, so you helped me out a lot. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna meet with our executive committee Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I have to share the proposal with them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have other there's other companies that do this. Basically, what I'm asking you is, why should we use you? I'm just asking. If you're selling yourself, because there are a lot of companies that do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the thing is, John, there are actually only two companies that actually can help you get a Wikipedia page created, compliance with Wikipedia policies. There are a lot of companies out there who actually claim to get you the services, but they can actually not do it. We are working with one of the oldest Wikipedia coordinators profiles, and we have the success rate of almost 96%. So all the clients that we have, they have gotten their Wikipedias created. I'm sure that I have shared some samples with you as well. So, you know, a lot of companies
okay.
out there,
and do you have any references available?
Yeah.
My executive committee might ask me about that. Do you have references available?
I do. Actually have shared some samples with you as well.
Yeah, if you could send me over some references, that would be very, very helpful.
Okay. I will be shooting you into the email right away.
Yeah. Send me references and send me the contract. This way I can, unless you can't do that yet. The more I show them, the better it is.
Okay. I'll share a copy of contract with you, and I will be sending you the references.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. That really would. I appreciate you giving me a call, and my meeting's Monday night, so let's connect on Tuesday, all right?
Okay. Perfect. And, John, just last question. Is this a landline or your mobile phone?
This is my cell phone, so you could call me on this.
Okay. Thank you so much, John. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.